Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here for another exciting episode here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning. I also want to tell the person that just called in on the show before the show started, if you do want to be a part of the show or you have any questions, you can call back as I do not go on live until 12 p.m. Pacific. So I know someone called in ahead of time, so I did see your number. So let's get started with the show. Now, today's topic has to do with communicating with an ex. Now, I posted this, and it was real interesting as I was trying to get the thoughts together. And like I mentioned before, some people say, well, Jeanette, how do you come up with these topics? Basically, I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I have 5 different office locations that I work out of, and I do have some co-therapists that also that help me and work with me. Now, some of these topics are issues that people are having on a day-to-day basis that they're experiencing, and a lot of times many individuals may be afraid to reach out and talk to someone, or you may talk to your parents, your friends, you may, you know, call different hotlines or blogs, but a lot of times people have this taboo of therapy, thinking therapy is such a bad thing, or people that go to therapy is crazy, and there's a saying that you're crazy if you don't get no help. Because a lot of times, all the therapist is supposed to do is mediate, listen to you, guide you in the direction that you want to go into. So if you have any questions, you're looking for a therapist, I'm also going to be networking with an individual who basically advertise and have a website on marriagefamilytherapist.com. And so I'm gathering a lot of information, connecting with a lot of people that will lead people in the right direction. And one of them is called Marriage Friendly Therapy. Because many individuals do not know that when you're talking about a relationship, that your mental health insurance do not cover relationship issues. But if you have EAP or other different types of insurance, or you're in the military, you can use Military OneSource, there are ways to get help. So just don't sit there and do nothing. So again, today's topic, communicating with an ex. Now, are you communicating with an ex and it's causing problems for you or another in your relationship, be it in a dating relationship, marriage, or even with your family members? Are you having problems setting boundaries with an ex? Can individuals still be friends after dating, or are they never to speak again? So we're going to talk about this. So I want to join the first person on the line with me. Okay, this computer is going very slow. Hi, this is Jeanette Abney. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, you got me on mute, Auntie. I know this is you. So I'm going to log on the next caller.
Okay,
can you hear me? Okay.
Hello?
Thank you for joining me.
No
I got
problem.
People texting me telling me that they listening and they're listening. So I want to say thank you for joining me on this episode. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Busy, but doing good. I had to call in for this one, though.
I know. And like I said, we're not throwing nobody up under the bus. We're going to keep it clean because we're going to teach people, can we all just get along? And when do you know you're not getting along and it's causing a problem? Now, let me join in the next caller because someone is on the other line also.
Okay.
Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Thank you for joining me. I want to say right now, I'm looking at my Facebook. And I really hope this person called in, and I don't want to throw him on the bus, under the bus, but basically this is what he said. He said, I am friends with a lot of exes. It caused problems, but I won't give up my friends. So I know he know who he is because he is in Vegas. Someone else says, why be friends with your ex if you have no children together? They are ex for a reason, and I think this person is on the line with me because I recognize her voice. So the two individuals that are on the air with me I want to thank you first for joining me on this episode. And like I said, this is a topic that many individuals are struggling with. And and many of us will agree that an ex is an ex for a reason. But I want to know, let's start with you, Samantha. Why and what sparked your interest with this topic?
Because I have a lot of exes.
You know what? So do I. And we all get along. You know, and
yes,
it's funny
because I have a lot of exes and because we get along. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, when we initially broke up, there were some emotions going on. So, you know, you have to go through some things when you go through a breakup. Now, don't get me wrong again. My relationships have been long-lasting relationships. So, but I am old, so I don't have to. So, so they had to get through some things. Now, me personally, I went through all of that within the relationship. That's how I got out of the relationship. Most of my relationships, I left. But I went through all the emotions that they went through the relationship because we had broke up while they thought we were still in a relationship because I was still trying to save it or whatever. But once I broke up with somebody, it was a done deal. So I'm like, okay, you go through what you got to do. Once they went through it, when they saw I wasn't such a bad person, we were able to become friends. So, and I am
now,
friends with my very first boyfriend. I am still friends with him.
And you know, and it's interesting because some individuals can have those type of relationships and some cannot. It depends on the person. And you said something that was very interesting, which is the emotional maturity. You got to mature. And people do change. Now, they may not have been the person for you, but they may not be a bad person. But sometimes, and also depending on who you with now, they may have some insecurities and they may feel threatened by that person. Because, you know, Auntie, we were taught that we all just got along. We learned a lot of that from our parents. But then I can also say that in my relationship it caused problems because I had a guy tell me one time, don't be surprised if you go to Jeanette's house and you find a bunch of guys that she'd been knowing since she was 14 years old at her house. And that was true because I've always had a lot of male.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's true, but my sister and my mother, once you became a friend of the family or a family member, who you was, who brought you into that didn't matter anymore. It was like, sorry if you feeling this way about this person, but you shouldn't have brought him in. Like you say, they're normally a good person. Now, people that was just downright not a good person or didn't have a good heart, no, our family didn't, you know, they didn't attach themselves to them, so we didn't have to worry about them. But we didn't really have any bad people that we dated or married or whatever we did with them, they, you know, and if they were, they wasn't, we didn't have to worry about seeing them anymore. But that was, he was correct about that. You will, I could go over to my sister's house and see boyfriends from junior high school and high school. So sitting up in there. But I didn't invite them over. But I'm not going to go over there and tell my sister, why you got them over here? You know we're not together anymore. So what?
Correct.
That's
and
I'm
then sometimes the person
so
that you may be with at this time may be upset with you and mad at you because they don't want to look at that. They don't want to, you know, hear that. And it's interesting, like I said, because it depends on the person. Sometimes people seem like they're cool with it, and other people be like, I don't want them nowhere around. I don't know if they feel, if they're afraid, thinking you're going to get back together or whatever the case may be. And most of the time, that may not be the issue, but then sometimes, you know, people
it
do be playing
issue.
Both sides of the fence. So we're going to talk about that. Now, I'm going to have the other caller on the line, and I want to know what you want to share as it relates to this topic.
Okay.
Okay. Phone number ending in 4041. What do you want to share?
That's
for me, I would prefer not to be friends with an ex.
Okay, you prefer not to be friends with an ex. And why would you say just don't even be my friend? Don't even talk to me ever. I don't ever want to see you again. Okay, so now is this based on a bad experience you've had with an ex, or that you find it to be very detrimental to your future? What is your input in regards to that?
I would say both.
Okay. All right. So it's kind of based on experience. Now, a lot of times, like I said, when we're talking about these different type of topics, and as we know, an ex is an ex for a reason. And sometimes you may either grow out of the relationship. Now, if there's issues in regards to abuse, abandonment, a lot of times there's some addiction. You know, sometimes there could be some resentment, some strife. One may feel that the other person did them wrong. And, of course, if you're dating someone else, that person may have some strong feelings based on things that you may have told them about that person or may have shared with them. Now, and that's where we got to be careful because, of course, a lot of times the person that we're with now may want to protect us or may even want to question, well, why do you even want to be involved with this person? Or, you know, what's going on with your feelings towards that person? And like I said, and my auntie was talking about as we were talking, sometimes that friendship is a friendship and it's not based on a dating relationship. Now, we know that relationships can be complicated, and when a relationship ends, they said it's all supposed to just stop. Just don't talk to them no more. But being in a relationship can come with a share of problems and baggages. However, is the ex supposed to come alone? Is it possible to have a healthy relationship with an ex after a breakup? Does it bother you or another when your significant other communicate or talk to an ex? Is the person sneaking or being open about the contact? And do the person jump at every demand of their ex? Now,
yes, it does.
When we talk about the jumping at the demands, and a lot of times, and I don't know if you want me to say your name, but I'll call you 40, 41. A lot of times when we see that every time that person calls, your mood change, or every time, you know, and you start kind of wondering. And I mean, I know I'm guilty because I've had men that I've dated, I tried to send them back to the ex. Because I call myself the hookup queen. You know, if I see things are not working with me and that person, I'm like, well, maybe you should call so-and-so. Or maybe you should. And I remember one time my co-therapist told me, Jeanette, you're setting folks up. You need to stop that. And I had to be careful with that because I didn't have a problem because I know I don't have those jealousy issues or those insecurity issues. And I know that it takes two to engage in something, that a person can't just make you do something. Now,
right.
I'm going to ask you, and Ms. Samantha, talking about do the person jump at every demand of the ex. Have you ever been in a situation where when you're with someone and every time you look up, the ex is calling, talking about what they need, what they want? Okay.
Yeah,
and how did you feel about that?
Angry.
It was upsetting to me. I mean, I live like you – they only going to give you what you accept.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to treat you the way you allow them to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
So and like you say, it takes two. So my concerns were, okay, why are you doing this? You tell me that you are done with this person. And I know how I am. If I say I'm done with somebody, I'm done with them. We're not going to have any more romantic interludes or anything like that going on anymore. So I don't have to worry about that as far as myself is concerned. But you do have people that, and I have went through it twice. I have went through it twice in two separate relationships. I have went through when the ex called, and it was because both of them had children by these other women.
Which is a whole other issue.
And they had children by these women. So they, every time these women would call, and I didn't have any children by them. yet. So when these women call, and, you know, the first thing, you're not going to see your child, I need you to do this, or as long as you're with that woman, I don't need. Now, the first one that I went through it with, he continued to lie, cheat, and do whatever he said, to do whatever he had to do to be with this other person, claiming it was to be with his child. Okay, I accept it as much as I can accept, and then I left the relationship. I'm done with that, okay? The second time it happened, the individual man stepped up and said, okay, well, I'll see you in court about my child. Okay, there was no jumping through no hoops. It was once we became serious, when we were just dating, it was like every time she called, he run over there. Every time her mama called, he run over there. But once we became exclusive and now we're dating, I'm your boyfriend, girlfriend, you're my boyfriend, that's when the phone call stopped, the running over there stopped, and it was, okay, you're not going to see your son as long as you're with this girl. Okay, well, I'll see you in court, is what he told her.
And, if we're going to be going on into the show and talking about setting boundaries, because boundaries is definitely needed in regards to communicating with the other person. Now, I heard the other person on the air, they were saying something, too, in regards to the demands. You want to speak in regards to what you were talking about with that?
They would like to remain friends. However, I feel that it's in my best interest not to remain friends with somebody who is my ex, because they're a narcissist. And I don't need to be affiliated with something like that.
Got you. Now, and like I said, when there's issues of abuse, abandonment, for instance, mental health issues, or have hurt you in a way that's damaging, you shouldn't have to connect or continue that type of relationship. And a lot of times individuals have difficulties letting go. And I'm going to be talking about when should all contact stop, and those are some of the issues when they should stop. Now, do you sometimes ask yourself why you even want to talk to your ex? There may be a number of reasons why you feel you want or need to talk to your ex. First, one must basically assess, and they need to be honest with themselves. Could it be that one may be sending the other one mixed messages? Or is it that one may want to get back with their ex and don't really know how to go about it, and so just whenever they call or check up on them, they're just happy to hear that? Now, again, the relationship did not work out. One may have children or other financial obligations. One may also be concerned about the welfare of the other. But if it's causing problems for you and the person that you're with, now let's talk about it. It may be time to set boundaries. And being a people pleaser is not always fun. One, and also, can one really be friends with an ex? Like I said, I know I can, but by that same token, I learned in my years of years to be respectful of the other person's feelings. And I had to learn, and it was hard for me, I'm not going to lie, it was hard for me, because I'm not the type of person, if a person is my friend, they're my friend. I'm ride or die.
Right.
I don't turn my back on my friend. Even if, and I know that I dated, and I know I'm guilty, I've dated men I probably should have never even spoke to before, but I did. And it wasn't that they were bad people, I knew that they were not to be my husband, shouldn't have been my boyfriend, but by that same token, I didn't throw no one aside. And I can say the only person that, really maybe two in my life, that I really couldn't be friends with, I could not be friends with my son's father. And that was because he had his own issues, and it wasn't that he would try to be my friend. What'd you say, Samantha?
That he could not overcome.
Correct. He couldn't overcome it. And he had a lot of anger and a lot of resentment. So even when I went to his funeral back in December, I had not seen that man in 25 years. But even when he would call me, I would have to redirect his behavior, because him hearing my voice up until the day he died was a trigger, and it would make him mad. And it would make him mad because I wouldn't submit and go along with a lot of his mess that he was in, and he never matured. And there were times we would have decent conversations, and there was times I'd be like, you know what, we trying to figure out who's going to hang up the phone in each other's face. You know, but we couldn't be friends. But other than that, mostly everybody else, we got along just fine. But I remember, and one of the things is I want to say, I always knew that even if I dated them before and we were friends, my friendship with them would outlast probably the relationship that I was in. Because we knew each other. And it wasn't that we were sleeping together. It wasn't that we were sneaking with each other. But we learned, and I, now as an adult and in my older years, if I believe that that other person is having a problem in their relationship and it's because of me, I leave them alone. If they call me, I'll go from there. I don't put myself in situations because I understand that their significant other may have a problem with them being friends with me. And I'm not going to cross those boundaries. So I'll do it now out of respect.
I just happen to be married now to a man that actually amazes me in that point because he is actually friends with most of my exes. Any other one that he has met, you know, he's gone, you know, out drinking. He's been to, you know, they've been to same events together, and they have paid him respect. And so he hangs more with my exes than I do, actually. I mean, you know, my very first husband, he hangs with every time we go to a reunion, him and they together. So I don't have that problem, thank God, anymore. So that's why it's hard for me to, and I'm not going to say understand, because I understand how people cannot be friends. I can't understand that. So it's not hard for me to understand, but I just feel like if they change.
Is this the radio? Can you turn the radio down? I hear a lot of background noise, and I don't want the caller to hear a lot of that noise.
For me?
Okay. I don't know if it's you. I don't know which one of you guys it is, but I can just hear a lot of background noise. Sounds like a radio or TV.
I hear background noise, too, but it's not me because I don't have anything going on. But, it's not it's just if they are willing to be friends and know that I have boundaries, that they're not going to disrespect the person that I'm with now, and they're not going to disrespect me as far as, we're going to get back together, because I'm the type that once I leave you, I've left you. There's no going back.
Correct.
Don't not go back. Even if you changed and became better, you became better for someone else, not me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you know what? That is true. And sometimes we do try to invest, or we put all our effort. And, you know, and I want to say it's interesting because we're talking about this and communicating with the next. I went to go see the movie, I think it's called Acrimony, with Taji, Perry. And when she went to therapy, she was mad as hell. And she was mad because she felt that other woman was living her life because she had invested in this man. She had been there. And then when they finally divorced, or she divorced him, she was angry that he moved on. So she could not communicate. She could not. They had to get a restraining order against her. And she didn't want to hear what nobody had to say. She didn't have no kids by him. But she could not let it go. And when I was looking for my little my faces, and I go through these little images, I found one that had something to talk about your crazy ex. Because some individuals out there are dealing with stalkers. They're dealing with women that are very obsessed. They're dealing with women that don't, you know, haven't moved on with their lives. And that can present a challenge. It really can within the relationship.
Women are dealing with crazy men and stalking men, too.
Well, that's true because I had one tell me, you know, well, I've heard I had a whole lot of stuff, but I don't get caught up in all of that buffoonery because my thing is when I'm done, I'm done. You know, Kelly's when a woman said up, ain't nothing you can do about it. So, and sometimes people got a problem with that. Now, I want to give you some information And it has to do with how do you talk to your ex, whether it's a male or female. And this was basically, I found this on a datingtoknow.com, how to talk to your ex. And one of the things, you know, we know that once in a while, relationship has to end. Sometimes basic small talk can feel like it can feel a little awkward. Now, if your goal is to win that person back, you first got to realize, is this person with someone else? Do you only want them because they're with someone else? Or do you truly miss this person and you want to apologize for the wrongs that maybe you've done within a relationship? So like I said, part of it is you got to be honest. Don't be trying to manipulate somebody, break up their household, or, you know, mess up their happy home, because that's not fair to them nor to you, especially if you knew that this person really once cared about you. And I'll tell you another movie. I don't know, Tyler Perry's been great with this. I was talking to my friend last night, and he was watching the movie, what was it, Confessions of a Therapist? It was the one when the girl's husband was kind of, he was very, you know, kind of simple, and she was a therapist, and she went on, and Brandy played in that movie, and she met this guy, and he showered her, and then he became abusive, he put her on drugs, and she tried to go back to her husband. Her husband actually came and saved her life, but she wound up catching HIV, and she didn't know how to go back to him, and he still talked to her, but he moved on with his life, and sometimes people do make mistakes and they do mess up, and it's okay to go back and tell that person, you know what, I apologize if I've wronged you, if I've done anything to have hurt you, you know, just to clear your conscience. But again, don't mess up their life, so you got to be on it. Now, a lot of times many people don't know what to talk about. When you are communicating with your ex, focus on talking about anything other than why you broke up. Sometimes, assuming you've already had that conversation, because sometimes people want closure. Closure is neither good nor bad. Sometimes it's not even necessary. You can stay neutral. Sometimes a sense of humor happens, or you can use tell a joke. You can ask some questions sometimes. You can ask about their interests now. And sometimes people have mutual acquaintances. Now, what not to bring up? Because sometimes you may run into your ex. I mean, one time I had this. It happened. It was crazy. I was at the grocery store, and I was already hungry, and I'm walking down the aisle, and I saw an ex. I said, I had to call my girl, Lisa. Lisa, so-and-so in the store. She was like, get out that store. Why? I turned around, and he saw me. I said, oh, my God. It was so crazy because he followed me to my car. I'm on the phone with Lisa. Lisa like, go home. I'm like, okay, leave me alone. But what not to bring up? Just as some topics shouldn't come up in a polite conversation, some subjects are taboo when talking to your ex. You don't want to bring up topics that's going to provoke old feelings or disdain or aggravation. The goal is to avoid things that are too emotional or serious, especially during these first few encounters. Things not to talk about include, don't talk about people's past mistakes. This is old news and has already probably been hashed out. Don't keep apologizing for any wrongdoings on your part when the two of you were still together. Leave the past in the past. Don't tell him or her that you want to get back together. Even if you want the relationship to begin again, you don't want to sound too needy. And try to avoid talking about too many shared experiences. Inside jokes are something that are what they call when you resonating on a relationship, it can cause a lot of problems. And you know, Samantha, I want to say too, that's probably why I could see on the other end where the new wife or the new girlfriend might have a problem, especially if you go into somebody's home and you run into an ex or their ex, and they talking about, yeah, remember when we went to Cancun? I don't think the other person really want to hear all of that. So I could see where that could be a problem. And then you have to let that person know, you know. It's kind of like the Rick James songs when he said, I met a new person. And, you know, the words that they say with that song is quite interesting because that happens. Right. Now, if you want to call in or you want to share something, you can give us a call at 516-387-1914. Again, if you want to call in or if you have any questions about today's show or today's topic, you can call in at 516-387-1914. 1914. Now, Samantha, I have a question because, like I said, a lot of this stuff is kind of trial and error. And we have adult kids now. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you're trying to talk to your adult child about a relationship, and I know I'm throwing my son under the bus because he got a few baby mamas. And one thing I got to say is I noticed that they all got along. There were times when I've seen the oldest mother and the second mother, and I made them get along because when we would have Christmas or Thanksgiving dinners and I would invite everybody over mm-hmm. to the house, they had no choice because you're not going to be fighting up in my house. You're not going to be arguing. You're not going to be – no, we're not doing that. Now, in the beginning, right. the first one was kind of pissed, you know, but then she had to learn because she moved on with her relationship. He's going to do the same thing. Let's talk right. a little bit about setting boundaries because whether the person is divorced or a baby mama or a baby daddy, boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Because often the lack of boundaries is a trait that leads to a divorce, cheating or lying.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't surprising when individuals speak of the number of divorces, the number of issues that they've had with their exes around boundaries. Now, talking about cheating, if an individual has been cheated on, sometimes the ex could be a red flag. And sometimes they may not have healed from their previous relationship. And knowing that someone else or they're still in contact with someone else can scare them because they can be walking on eggshells, which last week we talked about relationship anxiety. And it may not be that that may be what's going on, but because that person is still dealing with their wounds, that can also be a trigger too. What do you think about that, Auntie?
I feel like you definitely have to set boundaries, and you have to stick to them, though. You can't, say, you know, they're my friends. They was my friend before you was my friend. You know, you can't throw stuff like that up into your present relationship face. If they're feeling insecure about anything that's going on between you and your ex, you have to clear that up. Your ex
mm-hmm.
can't do that.
Correct.
So you have to clear that up with the person that you're with. If you want to continue that relationship with while you're with it, you have to clear that relationship up. And if you're sitting around saying, well, I shouldn't have to explain this relationship to you. We were friends before we got together. That would give me a red flag. Well, what you mean you don't have to explain? Yes, you do. If you want to continue seeing this person while I'm seeing you, I need to know the content of this relationship. I need
mm-hmm.
to know your character. And so
mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with explaining any old relationship to my new relationship. And I feel like if I can't explain it, why I want to continue to be friends with this person, then I need to reevaluate the relationship on my part. What
Correct.
Am I hiding? Why am I hiding?
Correct.
So
I have a question. I want to throw this in because this just recently happened with me where a lot of times I notice that when you talk about certain things, that because sometimes you want to get to know a person, and, you know, talking about things that have happened like 25, 30 years ago, and then somebody throws something up in your face, and, you know, and they be like, well, I don't want you talking to so-and-so no more. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, I don't even talk to this person. This person just called me because, and then you're wondering, and then it was funny because I was on the phone talking to them, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning their time, and their phone went beep, 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 beep. I said, oh, so you go talk to me, but your phone clicking. He was like, well, you don't know who it is. I told him who it was, and he got mad at me because you don't have to tell me things that I already know. And it was crazy because he was like, well, all you got to do is tell me not to talk to her. I said, no, I don't need to tell you who to talk to, who not to talk to, because I don't want
right.
you telling me who I should and should not talk to. You have to set boundaries. So they sent
Correct.
Me the person's text, and I start laughing because the person sent them a text message. Now, one of the things in setting boundaries is if your if the ex is texting you at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, that's a problem. That's right there is a problem. Because you got to let them know
they're not respecting
you don't
your
do.
Relationship now. For some reason, they're not respecting that relationship. And it has nothing to do with the person that you're with now. It has all to do with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So one of the things in regards to setting boundary is money. You're no longer entitled to take, in regards to give that person money, pay that person bill. A lot of times the ex may call you and tell you they want this, they want that. Now, if you have children and it's your child support, and again, you don't want to get caught up in that game. You don't want the kids to be a determinant factor. Or I remember one time I was dating this guy, and I didn't know his kid's baby mother, but she couldn't stand me. And one day when we finally got a chance to talk, she told me, she said, I hated you for years. And I'm like, what did I do to you? She said, because I felt you took my baby father from me. No, I did not. I pretty much was telling him to engage in a relationship with his kids and, you know, associate with his kids. But she would come and drop the kids off in the parking lot. You know, she didn't. And it was crazy because it took a real traumatic situation to where he got in some trouble and I needed to go to court to testify on his behalf. And when I was in the courtroom and she heard my name, she came in the bathroom. She said, I didn't know you were still talking to him, because they wind up marrying years later. I said, yes, I knew all about what was going on with this situation. But now she saw as a friend, 20-something years later, here I am helping your husband because we are friends. And to
because
this day,
we're friends.
And he still called me from time to time, but we are still friends. Now, I'll never mess with the man or date the man or anything like that, but that's just the type of friend that I am. And she told me, I appreciate that. She said, but I hated you. She hated me and didn't even know me. And I remember even with my first baby, with my first husband, me and his wife got along just fine until the first day she saw me. After that, I don't know what the heck happened, but then I know part of that was his fault too, because I remember her telling him on the phone one time, every time we get into a fight, you always call Jeanette. And the phone hung up. And I called them back because I'm like, wait a minute. Somebody just hung up in my face. Girl, that night she stabbed him. I was like, I can't be your friend. You getting stabbed. So I had to stop talking to him. But I had to call him recently because his mother had passed away. And we don't talk. I don't know, you know. And I tried to be her friend because I can be friends with my ex's significant others. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
So money is one thing you need to set boundaries on. Also, in regards to sex, if the ex is trying to still get you to do things, you got to set boundaries in regards to that. Set boundaries in regards to how you guys spend your time. And like I said, them late night calls and all that stuff, no, that is so not appropriate. Now, what do you want to share with the listeners? What do you want the listeners to know when we talk about communicating with an ex? Because I'm going to give them some tips. But what are some of the things you want to share?
Like you said, just communicate. Communicate with the person that you're with now. Set boundaries with your exes. Let them know. Even if you have children with them, you can still set boundaries with your own personal life. You don't have to be free willy just because you have and they're doing things for you. If they're a good person, they're going to continue to support your kids like they're supposed to and help you out if you need help with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
correct.
There shouldn't be no extra every time he come to get the kids or, you know, you got to meet him someplace without your person that you with. No, you cannot be sending, like you say, those mixed messages. And you say, but we're not doing anything. That doesn't matter. You're sending the mixed message. He's getting the message that you could if the opportunity ever arises. So why would you put yourself in that kind of situation? Don't put yourself in situations to ruin what you have now for something that you had in the past. What's in the past is in the past.
You're right, and that's a good way of putting it. Do not ruin because a lot of times individuals do. And I know one of the things that I was guilty of, so I'm not going to throw myself under the bus again, I was guilty of the fact that I had one person, one friend, when I didn't want to be bothered with somebody else, I would put him in the middle. And I had asked him one day, why do you always run off my boyfriends? He said, because you let me. And I had to realize right. that I would. Whenever I wanted to end a relationship, here comes good old faithful, and you know who he is, too. Here yeah. he come, and people couldn't stand him. And he would do it on purpose. And the bottom line was we wasn't even in a relationship, but we had this ride-or-die friendship till I let him ruin a lot of my relationships. Now, a good way we sure can't be with each other. Now, one mm-hmm. of the things is if you are on the other end, don't compete with the ex. Just don't compete. Because when you try to compete, things get difficult. And there's also situations where individuals have to deal with what's called the evil ex. Now, the ideal working relationship sometimes may not always be achieved when people are trying to get along, but when you're dealing with an intrusive evil ex, that right there can be an issue. And sometimes you may want to try to get some help. You may need to get a restraining order. You may need to utilize the court systems, but boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. We cannot emphasize boundaries as much. And also, if you know that this person got some mental health issues, some drug issues, some tendencies of violence, domestic violence issues, also make sure you have a safety plan. Safety plans are also very important. Because it can actually save your life. Because there are some individuals that do have difficulties letting go.
Letting go.
And it's a point to where it is causing you hurt, harm, or danger. Sometimes individuals have to take drastic measures. Now, I have some more information. So, again, if you want to call in and you have questions, or you want to share your experience, whether what's working, what's not working. Again, we have about 18 minutes left on the show. You can give me a call at 516-387-1914. I'm trying to read my Facebook messages to see if anyone have indicated something, because I know that there's a lot of individuals out there, and this may not be their first dating relationship. Sometimes individuals don't know how to handle these types of things. Communicate with the person you with. Because if you communicate with the person you with, they can reassure you that you're going to be okay. You know, like I said, you don't want it to be one in a situation to where you're mad, and because you're mad, you don't want to talk to the person you with, and you're holding all of these grudges, and, you know, you got all this stuff going on. Someone send me a message, and it says, I only communicate with my ex-husband due to our kids. And that is true, because I'm going to tell you one of the things with children. We teach children conflict resolution skills. When children realize, and because when parents break up and separate and there's kids involved, kids automatically feel like it's their fault. And really, it's not. And when the kids see that the parents can get along, then that helps them to resolve conflicts because they understand that both parents love them. Because sometimes we have what's called parent alienation, where one parent may be alienating the parent from the children. And I have put the other person back on. Let me log them back on. Okay, the background noise was on your part, so I kind of unmuted, but I'm putting you back on there again. Okay, so do you have any other questions? Because I just talked about parent alienation, and I know you may have something you want to share in regards to that with communicating with an ex. How did you deal with that? Ending in 4041.
How did I deal with my ex breaking
parent
up
alienation?
With me?
Yes, because I know why you couldn't deal with your ex. I understand that. But when you got children involved, and children are kind of caught in the middle, and trying to communicate.
He never let me see my children unless if I had supervised visitation, and I did all the court asked me to, and I still didn't win back custody, so I just said, okay, I'm just waiting for my children to return on their own.
Okay. So, and then a lot of times, and then when kids get older, one of the things you kind of, you know, and it's crazy because I tell individuals, even if your children are little or even if your children are adults, there's going to be times where you're going to have to go to the hospital because your child may be sick. There's going to be times when your kids get married, you both got to be sitting there. Your kids are having birthday parties, you got to be there. So there's going to be some times where you got to learn to be civil. Now, like I said, if you don't have children, that's a different story, and you just trying to hold on to that person just because, then that's not fair. But if you have children, that takes it to a whole nother level. And like I said, clear boundaries with your ex, create safe and healthy relationships with everyone involved, you, your kids, your new partner, your ex families, and friends. Now, when we're talking about the boundaries, provide physical or emotional space between you and someone else. This space allows for self-expression, self-care, and mutual respect, because you have to respect one another. If boundaries are weak, we risk being taken advantage of, abused, and disrespected. This space is also important so we can have healthy, intimate relationships with our new partner. Sometimes you may have to disengage from your ex to free yourself up emotionally and physically for your new partner, because if you let the old partner know that they have that kind of control, it's going to be a problem. Now, again, if you have children with your ex, you will continue to be in a relationship with him or her for many years as what's called co-parent. For those individuals, co-parenting means parenting in the best interest of your children. If an individual cannot co-parent, we have what's called parallel parenting. With parallel parenting, individuals are co-parenting, yet the two are not to be involved with each other. They stay away from each other until they have dealt with their issues separately and are mature enough to be around each other to be civil, because you want to be civil with one another. And again, when we're talking about boundaries, boundaries allow for the right amount of sharing and connectedness. On the other hand, if boundaries are too rigid, are closed off and disconnected, it can be a problem. Because setting healthy boundaries allows you to protect, like I said, yourself, allows you to connect and form satisfying relationships. So these are some of the boundaries. Take a look at what poor boundaries with an ex might look like. Allowing your ex to go through your mail, your email, and your phone. Fixing his or her leaky faucet, cooking him or her meals. Having sex with your ex. Loaning him or her money when you're struggling to pay your own bills. Looking at your ex's social media posts and photos. Allowing your ex to use his or her keys to let him or her into your home. Expecting your ex to cheer you up when you had a bad day. Trying to get him or her to go to counseling or rehab. Or offering being upset after his or her phone calls. Now, even though you might be thinking this seems really harsh, but if you still care about that person, and you probably do, those are some things you want to look at, because boundaries give you choices. And a lot of times, like I said, you got to kind of come clean. I indicated in regards a little bit about people pleasers. And this is what a people pleaser will do. Put other needs before their own. Allow others to take advantage of their kindness, avoid conflicts. They take care of others, feel guilty when they take care of themselves, find it hard to say no, do things out of obligations, stay in unsatisfying relationships or situations, be indecisive, minimize their own feelings and needs, worry about the future, and have a hard time with uncertainty. They will compromise their values if it means people will like them. Now, I want to say, Samantha, when we're talking about individuals, and if you have, are you dating a person that's a people pleaser? See, that's one thing I won't do. If you're trying to please everybody else and you don't even please yourself, that right there is a red flag for me with relationships. So I don't even want to engage or be involved with individuals of that nature, because then you're setting yourself up. Now, how to set boundaries? Make a list of the reasons you need to tighten up your boundaries. Politely and calmly state your position. This simply means being assertive. When one is passive, they kind of want things to go away. You don't have to be aggressive, because if you cuss the person out, and I want to say, I remember watching Bebe Kids. Samantha, remember that episode when they was in the bathroom? And the girl was telling the other, the girl, you know he still wants you, you know. And That's what, it was funny, but it wasn't funny because she was trying her best to piss that woman off. And
right.
That's just not cool. That is just so not cool. Sometimes, right. Like I said, how to set boundaries with your ex, detach yourself from your ex responses. It is okay if the person is angry, sad, or resistant. You are not responsible for their feelings. Be firm.
Right.
Reinstate your position if needed. And if you are feeling badly about yourself, challenge your negative thoughts to see if they're accurate. Seek support from a friend or family member who gets what's going on, and reward yourself for working towards positive changes. So like I said, you don't have to be mean to an ex. You don't have to be disrespectful to an ex. Sometimes the ex will just go away. Sometimes they won't go away. But you do want to make sure, like I said, that you're not sending mixed messages. And if you are on the other end, here are 6 tips for setting boundaries with your spouse's irrational ex. Because sometimes, you know, Samantha, we've been in situations where there have been physical altercations with the other person's baby mama and girlfriends, and now it's like, okay, whatever you say to him, it's between him. But when you came and said something to me, now we got a problem. Because I'll never forget that time when we was at my door, and one of my ex-husband's baby mama came by. You looked at her, and you told me, you on your own. You looked at me like, mama said we ain't supposed to fight ugly people, so I'm going to leave you with this one by yourself.
By yourself.
I will never forget. I'm like, my auntie got my back. My auntie got my back. I saw that big old woman. You looked at me and like, I'm out. I'm like, where'd you go? So thank God we didn't get into it that day, but we did have a problem. So, and it was sad because, let me stop laughing. It was sad because I looked at you, and for the first time, you did not have my back. Okay, so here's some tips for setting boundaries with your, like I said, your spouse's irrational ex. Because setting boundaries with your spouse's irrational ex can be daunting, but it can also save your marriage and your sanity because they can drive you crazy. But again, they will only drive you crazy if you let them. Because if they know they're getting to you, then they will do more. So here are some tips. Understand your own triggers. When you find that this person is really pushing your buttons, ask yourself why it is bothering you in regards to what that person say. Because a lot of times they may say certain things, have little smart comments, and if your significant other is running back telling you what that person said, that's not healthy. Then you need to tell them, keep me out of it. You know, especially if you are married to this person now. You know, if you're dating this person, you have a choice. Either you go deal with it or you're not, but you do have a choice. Another thing, develop strategies to stay in control of your emotions. When you've identified your triggers, you can identify ways to handle your emotions. So sometimes if you know, I remember I have to tell a person one time because the ex was a trigger. I said, on the days that the person is going to see his baby mother because of the child, those are the days you need to engage in self-care. Don't call him.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Take care of you. And when you see him, don't even bring up what happened between the two of them. If he chooses to share it, listen. But you don't have to fix everything. Because a lot of times people want to fix things. And sometimes you'll fix it and they might wind up back together. So it's best to kind of stay out of it. Communicate positively with and around your children. So these are some tips. Never badmouth your spouse's ex near or around the children, even if you feel you might be justified. These are people that use children's love to kind of be in the middle and mess up the relationship. They will internalize any negative comments, foster lots of open communication so that you will come up. So when it comes up to you openly, you can discuss their feelings. Ignore those comments that are harmful and focus on the children and their well-being. Now, we know technology is our friend, so if communication is difficult, I tell parents they have what's called, it's like a family wizard where they can go online and they can communicate, because sometimes they have to do that, because sometimes people have not healed in regards to what happened in a relationship. So if you have to communicate, communicate sometimes only through text, emails, or apps, plus you have a record of the conversation. Keep all communication concise and objective. When communicating with a difficult ex-spouse, here are some more tips to keep in mind. To maintain respectful interaction, keep it short. Leave out unnecessary information. Stick to the facts and keep the tone cordial. Keep your opinions and emotions out of all interactions. And that's very important. And you can also attend family therapy or counseling if you need to co-parent. Because, like I said, when the family can, or the couples can get along for the sake of their children, it helps to basically, it helps the kids in a lot of ways. Because kids have enough going on when it comes to dealing with mental health issues, drug and alcohol issues, and things of that nature. I'm looking at an email. Somebody sent me something. Oh, somebody says he has one girlfriend, yet he can't even remember what her name is. And when I check my resources, they all turn out to be that he's lying to me. I guess, wow. So if your ex is lying to you about who you with, then that's definitely a problem. So,
right.
Again, if your relationship is worth saving, save it. If you're with someone and you don't feel that you can trust that person because them and their ex got this kind of relationship that's going back and forth, again, you have a choice of whether you want to be involved with this person or not. Tonight, is there anything you want the listeners to know before we end the show? Because we have about 3 minutes left as it relates to communicating with an ex. Because remember, they got a choice whether they want to communicate with this person or not. They can use technology, or they can be civil. What are some of the things you want to give them as we end the show today?
Just think for yourself. Don't use your kids as pawns or to try to get back with someone that does not want to be with you. If someone don't want to be with you, take it as that. There's a reason for that. Your Prince Charming, your Princess Cinderella is out there somewhere. Everybody has somebody. You just have to wait your turn for them and just be patient.
Correct. That's true, because if the person don't want to be with you, you can't make them be with you. And why would you even want to be with somebody that don't want you? That don't even make sense. And a lot of times individuals do that. So if you have self-esteem issues, or you feel that no one else is going to want to be with you, don't do that to yourself, because it's not necessary. Okay, the other caller
on the line. That person is banking on that normally. Normally they're banking on you having that low self-esteem so they can treat you any kind of way. However way you allow somebody to treat you, they will continue to treat you no matter how many times they say, baby, I'm sorry, baby, this will never happen again, but especially if they're putting their hands on you. They will do it again. They will do it again if you allow it.
And I also want to say, too, that if you are in a relationship with someone and they're trying to control who you communicate with, who you associate with, be careful of that, too, because a lot of times with domestic violence, it is about power and control. Now, again, my name is Jeanette Abney. I am a licensed therapist. If you can email me at JABNEYLMFT. I have offices in the San Diego County area, the city of Oceanside, the city Orange County, in the city of Fullerton, Garden Grove, Huntington Beach, and in Fullerton, I believe I said, and in Marietta. So if you want couples counseling, as your ex may be contributing factor and it's always being brought up during Pillow Talk, and you want therapy, please reach out and get some help, because a lot of times you don't want to handle a disgruntled or an irrational ex by yourself. And develop tools. If you need help with boundaries, talk to someone, reach out and get some help. Don't try to do it alone, and don't let that person ruin what may be a possible beautiful relationship. So I want to thank you for joining me at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget to join me tomorrow, as I will have Pastor Dan Estelle on the air with me. We're going to be talking about finding a church home. So, again, you can link on or call in and join us. I'm on the radio on Mondays and Tuesdays. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Don't have me say all these different contact information because I don't know the links. Or you can find me at Psychology Today. Again, my name is Jeanette Abney. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank my caller who was on the air with me. And remember, until next week or remember till tomorrow, you got this. Thank you, Auntie, for joining me at the last minute. I appreciate it.
No problem, baby. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.